If I say the name Michael Buffer, do you know who that is? Well, after a stint in the Army, he was a used car salesman for a while, and then he had some minor modeling gigs. He did a little bit of acting here and there, some commercials. Still no ringing bells yet. Well, eventually he became an announcer for professional boxing, and then also an MC for NFL, NHL, and NBA playoff games. And he trademarked a particular line that he has now parlayed into a $400 million net worth. And what's that line? Forgive the bad imitation. Let's get ready to rumble! Now, I don't bring that up simply for entertainment value, or so that the next time you have a trivia contest and you're asked, who is Michael Buffer, that you'll know the answer. I bring that up because really, that line, as cheesy as it may seem, is really a good battle cry for us as Christians as we contemplate what we're up against every day. That's what Paul talks about in our Bible reading for today from Ephesians, what we're up against as Christians, and then what to do about it. Let's listen from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. This is why you must take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. This is God's word. What Paul tells us in this text is that we need to be ready to resist with the Lord's strength. We can't resist on our own because the devil and his allies are very creative opponents. It would be a whole lot easier to fight against the devil and his allies and all of their temptations if we could actually see them. But Paul says they're not flesh and blood. They're not like people that you can see and touch, but the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. Instead of coming at us with guns and knives and bombs, they come at us in our thoughts, trying to derail us, trying to get us to sin. And how successful are these enemies? Does the devil ever defeat you? Well, it doesn't take much, does it? You're headed down the hallway, you see a good-looking guy or girl, and whoops, you've just broken the sixth commandment with those lustful thoughts. You're in the classroom and a student very blatantly and directly challenges your authority and whoops, you've just broken the fifth commandment with those hateful thoughts. You're at work and your boss is acting like a jerk again and he tells you that you have to work late again one more time and whoops, you've just broken the fourth commandment with those disrespectful words that slip out of your mouth. And let's not just point fingers at the devil and his allies, pointing outside of ourselves, that is. You're a pretty good co-conspirator with him, aren't you? All too often, it's easy to be talked into sin and to make excuses for it. Those lustful thoughts? Well, come on. It's not bad to admire someone else, and it's not like I'm going to act on those thoughts or do anything bad. Those hateful thoughts? Well, it's not like I'm going to go up and slap that student in the face. I may have a lower opinion of them, and well, okay, maybe their grade's going to suffer a little. Those disrespectful words? Well, hey, sure, I said some mean things, but I'm not going to be a poster child for workplace violence. I'm just blowing off some steam. In the long run, it doesn't matter how sin started or who was involved in getting us to that point. Sin is sin. And God says that if we sin, we have to die eternally, forever, in hell, eternally separated from him. The wages of sin is death. That's not just a one-time payday. True death lasts forever. forever. Our everyday battles, then, are not just a one-and-done event. We're in a war for our souls. And we're up against an enemy who has thousands of years of experience in temptation, in trying to get us to sin, to stray from following God. And what's at stake is more than just getting bruised up or having our pride hurt when we fall. We're in a war for our souls. And if we lose this war, we're done. And that's why Paul tells us to be ready to resist, to fight with the Lord's strength. We have everything that we need to fight off the devil and his temptations. Be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. Do you have the Lord's vast strength to help you in your fight against the devil? Let me ask it another way. Are you baptized? Now, you may not remember being baptized, and that's okay. But that special event is not just a one-and-done event either. Listen to these words from Luther's Catechism. Baptizing with water means that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts, and that a new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Now, did you catch those dailies in there? Every day, when you repent of your sins and God forgives you because of the life and death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus, the old Adam in you, that sinful part of you that you're stuck with until the day that you die, is drowned. Every day. He dies every day. He is defeated every day. But we know that he comes back. He's one of those allies of the devil that works so hard at getting us to sin, to turn away from God. But that other daily, in Luther's words, is very important. And that a new man daily come forth and arise. That new man is the one who has been washed in the blood of the Lamb, who can stand before God completely clean, completely clear of all sins. He's the one who has the full armor of God on him. Paul tells us just after this Bible reading what that full armor is. And really what it boils down to is this: God's Word. The faith that God works in us in that Word. The perfect life of his Son Jesus that he credits to us through that Word. This armor, this equipment to protect us from the devil and his allies is all that we need. So how does it help? When we're tempted by the devil to sin, do we just throw a Bible verse at him and be done with it? Well, maybe. Jesus did that in the wilderness when he was being tempted by the devil. But we can also, through the power that God gives us in his Word, tell the devil to leave us alone. When the devil tempts us to stray, we can say, I don't have to do this. God has set me free from having to do this because he has made me his child. I can walk away from this. Now, yes, that is easier said than done, but that's why this is a daily struggle. Every day we are assaulted by the devil, but every day we are strengthened by our Almighty God through his Word. Rely on his strength, and he will bring you the victory. Amen.